A little more than 20 years ago, one of the most influential bands in the Riot Girl movement released its first album. Bikini Kill consisted of three women and one man and helped define a movement that grew up in the early 1990s as an offshoot of punk, when many girls felt marginalized by society and in some cases even by the punk rock community. Sarah Ventry reports that Bikini Kill has re-released its iconic first record on the band's newly launched label.
Bikini Kill's Rebel Girl is a Riot Girl anthem. In it, you can hear so much of what makes up the core of Bikini Kill's music. Themes of camaraderie, rebellion, and an unwillingness to be complacent.
When we started our band, a big part of it was to encourage more female participation in the punk scene.
That's Kathleen Hanna, the front woman of Bikini Kill.
Selfishly, we wanted more women and girls to play music with when we went on tour. We wanted more women and girls to talk to about the experience of being in a band because we're constantly encountering sexism and having no one but each other to talk to about it.
Carrying that conversation to a wider audience was one of the reasons Bikini Kill was so influential, according to Molly Newman. She's another Riot Girl musician who played in the bands Bratmobile and the Frumpies.
They were speaking about subjects that were specific to women and girls and the general disenfranchisement that a lot of us felt, but maybe hadn't articulated in that way. But the music is incredible, you know, and I think it completely stands up.
Is that supposed to be doing that?
The first thing that I heard starts out with a ton of feedback on an amp and Kathleen's voice saying, is that supposed to be doing that?
Sarah Marcus is the author of the book Girls to the Front, the true story of the Riot Girl Revolution. She still remembers the first time she heard Bikini Kill.
So already it begins with this sense that everything's provisional. You're learning this as you go along.
Okay, sorry. Okay, we're starting now. We're Bikini Kill and we want revolution!
To have somebody sort of being like, all right, put your money where your mouth is. You want to do something? Go do it. You want to be someone? Go be it. It's just this marvelous encouragement. It was huge for me.
It was huge for a lot of people, and not just women. Mark Anderson is the co-founder of a Washington, D.C. area punk activist group called Positive Force.
Immediately I was transfixed because it's such a powerful, passionate female voice expressed through the music. And they were not scared at all about taking political stands, of confronting people, of challenging people.
While mainstream music works to sound polished and flawless, Kathleen Hanna says her goal was exactly the opposite.
I always thought that putting tons of reverb on my voice was kind of the equivalent of airbrushing. And I wanted other girls and women to hear a real female voice that wasn't completely manipulated.
Bikini Kill's first record was produced by Ian MacKay. He's a punk musician best known for the bands Minor Threat and Fugazi, and for the label he co-founded, Discord Records.
I actually think Bikini Kill and Riot Girl had a huge cultural impact on our society. Like, I know it did, because I know that when I first started seeing shows in 1979, that if there was a band that had a woman member, it was notable. And I feel like women taking the stage had a huge effect on the way culture in this country worked.
And while fans from 20 years ago are excited about the Bikini Kill reissues, so are the band's more recent admirers, says Kathleen Hanna.
I get so many letters from girls from 13 to 17 who just found out about Bikini Kill for the first time. And the thing that I really love is thinking of girls in high school who are organizing themselves kind of around our music and a lot of other girl bands' music, that they can make like a Bikini Kill jean jacket instead of a Motorhead jean jacket, which is what I had, is pretty great.
Kathleen Hanna thinks it's also great that these young fans are experiencing the music as if it's happening now. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Ventry.
And for Saturday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden. Check out our weekly podcast. Search for Weekends on All Things Considered on iTunes and on the NPR smartphone app. Click on Programs, scroll down. We're back on the radio tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good evening.